This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Me.
Beat Me, don't be a loser.
We really made it.
We did it.
Thanks to the texter who said that we should do a Nick Harrison, the Professor, soul version of the Beat Migs intro. And Taz made it.
Ask and you shall receive.
Let's go. It is sexy.
It is. To beat Migs. Well, I know I sure am because we made it to Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday.
Let's go, Mariners. Please. For the love of God. Just win. It's a big sad.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Jeff from Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Jeff is ready to rock it, Steve, so you have to get out of here.
Just sat back down.
Why? I don't know. Okay. I'm sad.
For those who are playing along at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What automaker gives us the F-150?
Ford.
Correct. What channel aired Tales from the Crypt originally?
Comedy Central.
No.
HBO.
Yes, HBO. What decade was the Twinkie introduced?
40s.
No.
30s.
Yes, 30s. How many planets have 4 seasons?
5, 6.
5, yes. What city is mentioned in Bob Seger's Turn the Page?
Dallas.
No.
Oklahoma.
No.
Michigan, I don't know.
No. What month did the Titanic sink?
Month, April.
Yes, April. Mauve is a shade of what color?
Red, purple.
Purple, yes. Charlie Sheen played Bud Fox in what 1987 movie?
Red Dawn?
No.
Ferris Bueller?
No.
Dang, pass.
Which U.S. president was the first to pardon a turkey with an official ceremony?
Ford.
No.
Kennedy.
Yes, you got it. Holy cow.
Seven. I knew it.
You got 7, Jeff. Very nicely done.
Friday magic.
Cool.
Magic. Steve, welcome back.
Hopefully there's some Friday. We need some Friday magic at T-Mobile tonight.
We sure do.
We sure as hell do.
Welcome back, jeez. Steve. Are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
All right, Cal. How about you do that?
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is. All right, Steve. What automaker gives us the F-150?
Ford.
Correct. What channel aired Tales from the Crypt originally?
Ooh, HBO.
Yeah. What decade was the Twinkie introduced?
The 40s.
No.
30s.
Yes. How many planets have four seasons?
That would be four?
No.
Three?
No.
Five?
Yes. What U.S. city is mentioned in Bob Seger's Turn the Page?
Tacoma.
No.
Seattle?
No.
Los Angeles?
No. What month did the Titanic sink?
What month?
Mm-hmm.
January?
No.
December?
No.
February?
No. Mauve is a shade of what color?
Red?
No.
Blue?
No.
Mauve. Purple?
Yes! Charlie Sheen played Bud Fox in what 1987 movie?
What?
Charlie Sheen played Bud Fox in what 1987 movie?
Gosh, I don't even know. Red Dawn?
No.
The Mighty Ducks.
No.
Hot Shots.
No. Steve Miggs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is not enough.
Wow.
Jeff got 7.
Oh, yeah.
7 to 5. Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you.
Good game.
Wow! Wow! Oh, boy. Neither of you knew that the U.S. city mentioned in Bob Seger's Turn the Page is Omaha.
Omaha.
Yes. Our friend Jeff knew that the Titanic sank in April.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen played Bud Fox in Wall Street. One that you did not get to. Yeah. Which U.S. president was the first to pardon a turkey with an official ceremony?
Ooh, was that Nixon?
It was JFK.
Okay.
Congratulations on your loss.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
You'll have another chance to play at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a pretty sweet feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. And when we check them, we realize we have some very interesting listeners, Steve Miggs.
We do. One has a great question about MTV.
Okay, we're going to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. Daily Mix Show.
Give it a try. We think you're going to like it.
You can do it.
Yeah, you totally can. Through the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message. Just look for the little microphone icon, and that is where it all happens. Steve, what's going down in there today?
We got a few messages, some about the Mariners, also another one about MTV. So let's start off with our Seattle Mariners. Are you ready for the first voice message?
Oh, sure.
What the kind of Bush League bullshit?
Okay.
Coming out with it.
Coming out strong.
Are they trying to pull, faking the magic, letting Humpy win another f***ing race? That's bullshit.
Okay, is this the same? This is the same guy that we talked to yesterday.
I think his name's Nick.
Yeah, during I think checking with the Rockaholics. Yes. Now, did he leave this voice message before he talked to us, or did he leave this voice message after he talked to us? And he just forgot he talked to us.
I guess maybe he just didn't get it all out off of his chest, so he had to go again.
All right,
they're manufacturing magic, man. You can't do that. That's got to be natural. What kind of f***ing Bambino curse are they trying to put on the Mariners?
What if this is the curse? What if Humpy truly does become the curse for Seattle? This is rough. Did we know if did Humpy win yesterday?
He better not have, honestly.
I know they have like a Twitter page called like Did the Mariners Win, and it'll just say yes or no. I think we need a Did Humpy Win Twitter page. I'm not making it, but somebody else can
somebody
do it for
should
us.
Be in charge.
Yes.
Dude, I'm not feeling that's not cool. I'm going to start wearing a shoe on my head every minute of every day until this thing is done.
Have you seen all? I mean, I they showed it a lot over the last couple of games. They just pan out to the crowd and everyone's got shoes on their head. Are they bringing shoes or are they taking the shoes off of their feet and then standing on that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's getting cold. It's like nearly 40 degrees overnight these days. I don't know. Maybe they're bringing a spare shoe.
Because there was a dude with a sandal on his head yesterday. And all I could think was, I know some people in the Pacific Northwest like to rock sandals with socks on. Either way, are you putting your foot on the ground at T-Mobile Park? Which I'm not saying is super nasty, but I sure as hell wouldn't eat off of it. And I wouldn't put my bare feet on it.
Ew, no.
Like, dude, whatever the f- we have to do to get the World Series. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
do it, Mariners. We're just working on do it.
All right, let's check out our next voice message.
That's it. A week ago, I would have died for that fish. But now, Humpy's got to go. We got to fillet that salmon. It's time.
Dude, I did see people on social media saying, I think it's time for us to sacrifice Humpy. And all I could think was, how crazy would that be if it was like a salmon night at T-Mobile Park and they had like a full-on, I know it's a little dark, but if this damn fish is the curse, we need to eat him.
Sashimi that fish?
Yes.
Oh,
it's time for salmon burgers.
Oh, no.
It's time for us to say, I know, Danny, you have the Humpy t-shirt, but it might be time for us to just say goodbye to Humpy.
Burn that shirt.
He had his day, and now it's time for him to go.
No.
That's some good storytelling.
It is.
I don't like it.
You were just talking about MTV, and that got me thinking, what would you pick as the greatest MTV Unplugged performance?
Ooh.
I'm going with Alice in Chains. I mean, Lane was high as f**k, but wow, what a performance.
Yeah.
Haunting.
Dude, that is a great way to describe it. I don't know if you haven't heard that one. I think that might be my number one. I go back and forth between that, all the Seattle bands, Nirvana, Pearl Jam. They all put on great Unplugged performances, but it's just so dark, but so good. They sound so good together.
It gives me goosebumps every time.
Yeah. It really does, like, put their vocals onto the forefront.
Oh, yes. Losing
control. Who would you pick for
this?
Yeah.
Hands down for me. Were you going to pick LL Cool J?
I mean, his performance of Mama Said Knock You Out, Unplugged, is up there. But I don't think it can top Alice in Chains.
No.
Even with his little deodorant pit stains that he had. I mean, this feels like the theme song for the Mariners right now.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are having a party like none other on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. It is called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. All acoustic from the likes of Brent and Zach of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. That's going to be a fun one.
I'm excited for
sure.
For
tickets on sale at KISW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Over the summer, Steve Miggs, you know I love spending time up at Lopez Island. And one of the weekends that we were up there, I ended up meeting a fascinating individual by the name of Nick Prescott, who is a broadcast camera operator for a lot of our local sporting events.
Very cool.
And Nick's on with us right now because, Nick, you're part of the biggest Major League Baseball show that you've ever experienced before, and that would be our Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, this is absolutely redonkulous.
It's got to be such a cool experience to be there. I mean, yes, you're working, but you're just surrounded by 47,000 crazed Mariners fans and some annoying Blue Jays fans as well into the mix. But that has to be such an experience.
Yeah, I mean, personally, after this is like year number 15 for me being at the ballpark, being at this ballpark and being part of here. And, you know, you get to a lot of September and there was like less than 5,000 people in the stands for a long time. So, you know, it was really nice being able to drive home traffic wise at night, but that ain't happening anymore. You're sitting there for a good hour plus after the game's over waiting for traffic to get out.
So, Nick, out of curiosity, how early do you have to get there before, you know, one of these postseason games?
Well, the postseason games are different because, you know, usually one of the big networks like Fox or TBS or one of those guys comes in. But anywhere from like, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours beforehand, like my call time's like 9 today when the game's at like 3. But then we have to strike everything afterwards because they don't know if they're coming back or not. So we have 4 production semi trucks there, and then there's another 2 for the Blue Jays shows. And then Fox has a bunch more semi-trailers that they brought in that are just like offices that are there. There's got to be 2,000 cases of gear that's sitting there. Yeah, it's absolutely huge. And I mean, like, I've gotten to do Monday Night Football and a bunch of other shows that are like these, basically like a traveling Super Bowl every week. And I mean, they're huge. You're talking about like, you know, 200 to 300 plus people that work on these shows.
So Nicholas Prescott is a camera operator. He's currently doing the camera operating for the Seattle Mariners playoff game against the Toronto Blue Jays. One of the things I noticed in the series, especially against the Detroit Tigers, especially in that 15-inning game, was like, man, talk about building the drama. Whenever they needed to, they would just go to a shot of somebody in the crowd looking completely stressed out, and it just added to the excitement of the game. Do you have like directors in your ear that are saying, hey, you know, Nicholas, quick, go find somebody looking like they're about to like lose their mind in the crowd and zoom in on them?
Yeah, we've got 2 different types of directors in our business. There's the director and the selector. And we are a big fan of the selector as a camera operator because it means we get to shoot whatever we want and they just pick it. But there are those moments that happen where, like, you know, the longer you've been doing this, you kind of know when those situations are happening. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, somebody messed up. Oh, I think I'm going to shoot Dan right now. Like, or it's like, oh, it's a, you know, there's one more strike left and this is going to be the most important strikeout. And you just get the person that's just like chewing their hat. Like,
or for Mariners fans, chewing their shoe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our director was a huge fan of all the rally shoes and stuff. So that was his big deal last night. He wanted to see more and more of those. But yeah, you know, the more you've been doing the game, the more you know when these, you know, stressful moments are. And for me, I was out yesterday. I was out at one of the what's called the Tite Center Supermo. So that was a lot of the stuff from the outfield shooting forward at the batter.
So, Nick, out of curiosity, I'm just really curious. Ballpark, how much does one of those cameras cost?
That's a tough one. It all depends on what the camera is actually doing. But the ones that are new, the newer ones that are registered to do all the Supermo stuff, I mean, you're talking about a camera, the sled that it's in, the lens, the tripod, the tripod head, all that stuff. Put it this way. they're somewhere around $500,000. There's like a $50,000 deductible on the lens alone if it breaks. So like if like someone like myself drops it, they pay $50,000 deductible and then they get a brand new lens.
So what you're saying is it's a little bit cheaper than the new iPhone 17.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, so it's you know, all those people shooting stuff on iPhone, it makes it look real good.
Yeah, I put it in cinematic mode. It's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly the same thing.
So Nicholas,
it's like when I come across people and they're like, tell me they think they could do my job, and it's like, oh yeah, I do. I put videos on YouTube all the time.
same.
Like, tell me more. So have you ever you talk about being?
Yeah, tell me more. I'm listening. Tell me about your podcast.
You told us about being like a selector where you get to pick the shot. Has there ever been a situation for you where you zoomed in on someone, you're all fired up, and they're about to go to it, and then like that person maybe like takes their shirt off or starts flipping people off, or like has there been a time where you're like, oh, I got to get away from that person real quick?
Oh, well, see, that's not my job. I didn't pick the shot. I was just there. Like, it's the director's job to select the shot or not. And, yeah, that's a gamble we all take when we do this. A couple of years ago, I was doing the CONCACAF Cup that we won, doing the Sounders game. And I, like, there's all kinds of Latina women in the crowd, but you don't know when one of them is going to take their shirt off. I don't know that, but
a boy can dream.
Yeah, it happened, but you know, and so usually at that point, like we don't have a dump button, but they try to go away as fast as possible. But
they're like, Nicholas, pull away.
It's live TV. You get what you get, which is also why, you know, like at the end of the year, I'm sure everybody heard like Cal Raleigh's speech, you know, like people eat that stuff up. It's live TV. There's no going back. So, I mean, that's part of the fun of all this to me, too, is like there's no take backs. You get what you get. And, as far as like having people in my ear, though, like you asked, there's usually three sets of voices that we have in our ears. Like we can hear the director is calling a game. Then we have the program audio, which is the announcer is calling. We don't get to talk. We don't have access to them, but we hear what they're talking about. So we could shoot stuff that they're talking about. And then we also have what's called a love channel, which is the other camera operators.
Is that where the Latino women are in their shirts are coming off on?
Nick, thank you so much for giving us a little window into the world that you live in as a broadcast camera operator. Tonight's a big night. This afternoon's a big afternoon. Let's go, Mariners.
Go, Mariners.
Take care.
All right, so we have a new phone screener, and he has just put onto our screen that there's a woman on hold saying that her baby daddy works here, and she needs to talk to him right now.
Oh, tell her to hold. Can we talk to her?
I hope so. We're going to see if we can chat with this woman after Nirvana.
This is going to be good.
Okay, so right before we just went to break, we were informed that there was someone on hold who needed to talk to us.
Yeah, I've never been more fired up to talk to somebody.
Apparently, this person is looking for their baby daddy.
Yes.
Claiming that baby daddy works here, and they're trying to talk to him.
Yes.
So let's see who this is. Hello, good morning. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Juicy calling from Renton.
What's going on, JC?
No, it's Juicy.
Juicy?
Juicy. Juicy. Is that your birth given name?
No, but that's what everybody calls
it. Juicy.
How did you get that nickname?
My ex-boyfriend.
Yeah! That's what's up.
Juicy, juicy, juicy.
So, Juicy, what's going on today?
I'm just trying to get a hold of my baby's dad.
Is your baby's dad named Danny?
Or wait, Steve?
No. So, it's not Danny.
Does your baby's dad work here? Is that why you're calling the radio station?
Yeah, he does work there.
He does?
Yeah, and so there's a couple of his friends that I could probably get a hold of as well. Yes, I'm looking for Aaron.
Aaron. And do you know what he does at the radio station?
What doesn't he do? I don't know. He does everything.
He's the boss?
Well, he's doing stuff so well that we don't know. I don't know any Aaron here.
Well, he goes by a lot of names.
He has a lot of names. What are some of his other names?
Well, do you know Carrie?
Carrie.
No. Do you know Chip?
Chip.
Do you know Brent?
Brent. So far, no luck.
What? Okay. I think you guys are messing with me.
No, we're not. To be honest with you, I think you're messing with us. We don't know a Kerry Chip or a Brent, at least not here at the radio station.
Okay, well, what about Steve? Steven?
Yeah, me. I'm Steve.
Well, you have a couple Steves, don't you?
We do.
Yeah, well, okay, so Steven, yeah. But tell me your real name. Was that your birth name?
Well, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, not with a PH, with a V.
Okay, well, either way, it's not your birth name.
So are you telling me that I'm your baby daddy?
Well, no, but you work with him.
No, I'm Steve.
What's happening?
Okay, so what about...
Does he say he goes to work when he's like, I'm going to work,
well,
I'm really
irritated because he turned off my internet and I want it back on.
Well, yeah, I would love for you to get your internet back on so we can figure this out. But we have nobody, I don't think we have anybody here that goes by any of the names other than Steve, but that's me. And I don't think you and I have a kid together, last I checked.
Well, we went to high school together.
We did? I went to an all-boys Catholic high school.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
What are you talking about? Of course I did. Zavarian High School in Brooklyn. If you had the internet, you could look it up and find out.
Oh, my God, dude. I swear to God, I'm going to strangle all of you.
Why are you going to strangle us? We didn't do anything. Maybe it works at a different radio station.
Okay, look, Carrie.
Nice try. I'm not responding to that because that's not my name.
Look.
I promise you.
Turn my internet back on.
I think whoever you're thinking works here does not work here.
I think they work at a different radio station.
Well, they work at a lot of radio stations.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Can I ask a quick question? What's the original name?
Aaron.
What does Aaron look like?
Good question, Chip.
What does he look like?
Yeah.
He looks like, I don't know. He looks like a Viking.
Your baby daddy looks like a Viking? Does he have long hair?
No, but he likes to dress up a lot.
Like cosplay?
Yeah.
Like LARP on?
Yeah, he's big into cosplay, I think.
Juicy, I hate to break this to you, but I don't believe your baby daddy works here. I'm pretty positive of it. I don't know what to tell you.
I really want my internet turned back on.
I would, too.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate concern.
But we have no way to help you with that. And we're really sorry. Like, I mean, we're not lying to you, not making that up. But I don't know where this person is from, who it is. And I think they gave you the wrong number or they're lying to you. But I'm sorry. I wish we had better answers for you. But unfortunately, we got to run.
I'm going to go by your parents' house.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a long trip to New Jersey, but good luck to you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell him that you say hi.
Please do.
Juicy.
Especially my dad. He's in the afterlife, but good luck finding
Juicy,
him.
Juicy, you rock.
The Daily Mix Show.
I think Juicy could probably beat Steve, don't you?
Oh, we should have kept her on? Just as my head hurts. What is going on right now?
Oh, boy.
You don't know.
No, that was something. How would you like to beat Steve this morning? This man has a current record of 327 wins, 107 losses, and 95 ties so far this year.
I just got a text from my mom. She says, Juicy is at the door saying hi.
Maybe you were tuned into the men's room at 540 yesterday to check out the cheat sheet. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.